Oh, yeah, baby. What's up? Welcome to On the Bench. It is Main Gear's official podcast and live stream. I'll tell you what.
We're back.
We are back. It's been a little hiatus.
It's a little different now.
Yes. Well, this was a good show. Now it's a great show because I'm here. Nick Pavano, everybody, sitting alongside the man that hired me, the leader.
I always forget about that.
Yeah, your biggest mistake, you once said. The leader of this train, the conductor. Of this operation, Ron Reed, and then off in the side, surrounded by a wall of displays. I could only see the whites of your eyes over that massive array of monitors. You look like you're in Minority Report over there. Brent Fisher, Main Gear Community Manager, coming to you and looking very red.
He's super
My
red.
God.
We got to fix the white balance on this camera.
No, whose idea was it to put you in red in front of a red background with a red hat?
I'm trying to get Wendell to give me a full red hat so I can just totally blend.
Okay, and you have a red table that is just reflecting light back at you.
Jake does give a good comment though, in that I did get sunburned like 2 weeks ago. So
you're sunburned right now?
Yeah.
Well, oh man, I'd hate to catch you in the middle of winter.
You know, at one point, we actually discussed about never showing Brent on camera.
Right. Brent, interesting fact, folks. Brent has to put on suntan lotion before he opens his refrigerator at home.
For those of us listening on the audio version,
Brent has very pale skin.
He's very pale. That's right. This is a podcast, and we have to remind ourselves sometimes that we have to cater to those folks as well as those watching at home. But this is pretty exciting. I'm really happy to be here. And we have a pretty packed show today with a lot of interesting topics, a lot of stuff that was in the news this week, right, Ron?
It's been an interesting, I guess you could say, like, security week.
Are we ever really secure?
No, never. No. But I guess we'll just jump in, man.
Let's dive in.
So apparently everyone is listening to us now?
Everyone's listening. Always. Everyone. This kind of started with the Amazon Alexa. Yes?
Right.
That was like the thing that started it all.
So essentially, like, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but voice control kind of stuff in the house has really caught on, right? And so apparently a story
broke
that...
At least in the Reed household.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about scare me, man. I don't know what you're trying to do.
We will talk about that. So it came out this week that essentially Amazon's been having people listen to like Alexa voice submissions, I think in Romania.
Yes, they hire
quality control.
Folks listening, we're doing air quotes, quality control, quality assurance, and product improvement.
So it's already kind of creepy that your voice commands are being listened to by people potentially.
Well, not potentially. It's been confirmed. It's confirmed.
When I say potentially, I mean they're only listening to, like, I don't remember what Amazon said. I think Apple, which we'll talk about in a little bit, said like 0.02%.
Yeah, they said less than 1%, which if you look at the number of customers they have, is like 3.5 billion people.
I know, it's still a lot.
Yeah, it's an alarmingly large sample of people.
But the disturbing thing is that someone leaked it essentially who was in one of these facilities.
Yes.
And what they said is they were getting a lot of really personal kind of audio clips out of people's houses,
yeah.
Like personal conversation, intimate moments, mm-hmm. like conversations in lawyer and doctor's offices.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so while I believe Amazon said they were anonymizing the data, people were listening to this, but it goes worse than that, Nick. You mentioned they were sharing it.
Like, yeah, well, I mean, let's face it, right? So the deal is, and this was an investigation that was done by The Sun, which is like a British tabloid or newspaper or something, but they found that Amazon contracts this tech firm out in Romania, and these people are paid to listen to 1 in 500 Alexa voice inputs.
And they claimed it was for increasing language recognition.
Right, which I could understand. But here's where it gets saucy, right? Here's where it gets interesting. And I'm not surprised to hear this because I don't know that I would do it any differently, right? I mean, if you were working in this tech firm and your whole job was to sit in front of a computer and listen to people.
I know what you're saying now. Okay.
I mean, dude, if you were paid to listen to people's conversations with Alexa all day, every day, you wouldn't, like, you know, record the funny ones, take it home and play it for the family over dinner?
So I'd love to know what our audience, what I'd love to know if you guys have smart speakers in your houses. Yeah. I'm really curious what the split is.
Right.
What is it like just on our panel here?
So I have.
Yeah, you live in some kind of spaceship.
I say that knowing it's a loaded question.
It's very rhetorical.
Okay, so I wish I could show the screenshot of when I go to cast in Spotify.
Yeah.
Because from cast targets, I think there's 16 in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I have 5 Google Home Minis and an Amazon Echo Mini Dot in my house. And then we rent out the bottom floor to a good friend of mine, and there's another 4.
Okay, so what you're saying is every device in your home is a smart device.
Like full, you. When I say, and I apologize in advance, when I say, hey, Google,
yeah,
I hear like...
Bling, 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 bling.
Yeah, yeah. That's, I hear like 4 or 5 beeps come up. Yeah,
everything in Ron's home is smart. Ron gets off the toilet and a Twitter update goes out. Ron just spent 17 minutes in the bathroom. No, so, I have... What were you going to say?
So basically, like, they're not hearing anything when they listen on yours. It's just feedback from all the different mics.
Yes. Yeah. So how many do you have, Nick?
I own 0 smart devices. So
Do you also like keep your wallet in like a lead like little protection?
I may or may not have an RFID protected wallet.
Do you?
Listen, I'm not some like, you know.
Do you take Easy Pass out of your car when you get out of it?
Come on, bro. I wrap tinfoil around my Easy Pass like everyone else. No, I'm not one of these like super paranoid people putting tape over my webcam, right? I've always, when I used to work at Apple, it was super funny because I'd see people come in with the tape over their webcam, but then they're just like interacting with Siri at the Genius Bar. Understand the idiocracy there? But it's, no, I have 0 smart devices, and it's partially because they creep me out and partially because I'm just very cheap and I refuse to invest in smart devices.
I've fully embraced the smart world. I can yell at my light bulbs and they turn on and off. What about you, Brent?
So I have one. I have like 1 Google Home.
Okay,
so I'm very much on the fence of maybe ditching it and just getting.
Do you
like
unplug it at certain points of the day or not?
I have switched the mute switch on.
Okay.
Like, do you believe that mute switch does anything? That's, I don't buy thing. It. It's a placebo. It's a placebo, and you're hearing it here first. I know.
So the thing that was really interesting about this article is what's happening is the Alexa is getting triggered.
Oh yeah.
Via like things that
zippers, like a zipper sound triggers Alexa.
And I've gone through, so Amazon actually gives you in the app, you can look through
right
all the triggers.
And that's fascinating. Google does that as well.
And I've gone through it and it's, I don't even understand remotely why it triggered. And the reason it's confusing, and we had to talk about this, is we both have voice like only allows certain people to use them set up.
It's okay. So I know with Siri, it has to be you that says it.
Right.
Right. And it's very amazing because when you think about how much processing is happening in that moment for it to know that it's your voice, it's kind of mind blowing from a technological standpoint. But you're saying that Google and Amazon also have the same
you
feature?
You can set up. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And which was awesome because I honestly got so tired of my Spotify account only having kids music on it.
Yes.
Because my daughters recommend, like, because I have a 4-year-old and she, like, one of her favorite hobbies is just having full conversations with our Google Home Mini. Like,
yeah, that's what the Romanians said a lot of it is, like kids teaching Alexa how to curse and do other crazy stuff. So how many times have you, what's that shark song, Baby Shark or something?
She's not a baby shark.
She's not a big Baby Shark fan?
Lately it's been Dynamite.
Okay, we don't even want to go down
that
road.
Jason Derulo?
Yeah, that's the one. She made me play it like 7 times.
Ron walks in the door, all of his speakers just start playing Dynamite instantly.
Well, that's one of the like hellscape scenarios I've created where you can have all 15 devices in my house play simultaneously.
Oh, that's kind of cool. Like multi-room sound.
Yeah. Yeah. So with
multi-room Google, recording of everything in said
and
room.
It does like audio offsets. So like they all are in time, except for the bathroom, which is where the echo is.
So that's like the eternal debate, right? Is you kind of have privacy on this one side and then convenience on the other side of the scale.
Convenience, by the way. No privacy, full convenience.
I'm with you. I mean, I have nothing to hide. If you want to listen to me and my intimate encounters or whatever we're calling them. I mean, listen, I don't, you know, I have nothing to hide. So do you think the people that are super paranoid and are really,
they're not buying these,
because there's like an uprising right now. Everyone's flipping out. In fact, after
the
news,
it's not just Alexa,
right? That's the thing. After the outcry against Amazon, a few other companies decided they're going to get ahead of this story and start you know, kind of just outing themselves, right? So what was it? Facebook came out. Well, what Facebook came out and admitted to is just, woo! I mean, dude, it really.
I know.
Wow.
So Facebook has the voice transcription in Messenger. And what they were doing was compiling full voice conversations.
Marky Mark, I'm telling you, this guy's going to try to, there's going to be a coup one day, a military coup at the hands of Mark Zuckerberg. You're hearing it here, folks.
Full conversations and having them transcribed as well.
Yeah. So he's not only trying, where's the product improvement or the quality control, rationale there?
I mean, it's still voice transcription.
He's recording two-way, he's having conversations that take place on Facebook Messenger transcribed by like third world countries.
Well, it's voice transcriptions and they're doing manual transcriptions.
They're transcribing them. Well, humans are transcribing the voice conversations.
Not that I'm defending Facebook.
Stop defending Mark Zuckerberg.
And then
he has come out and said, he's actually come out and said, this was like in 2016 or 2017, where there's a quote where he's like, oh yeah, there's this huge conspiracy theory that we're like transcribing and recording the conversations that take place on Facebook and using it to target you with ads. It's ludicrous. That's a quote.
Well, and that's not what this is though.
Oh, come on. No, he's tiptoeing. I
don't believe Facebook is recording from my phone. I almost every single time I've heard someone say that, I think there's a logical explanation for why you get a Facebook ad over something you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
So many people are on the same Wi-Fi. You have a conversation with five people. One of them goes and researches the product that you talked about, and then you all get Facebook ads for it.
Right. And that's the thing.
And a lot of people are like, oh, man, listen to me. And that's not the case.
And but a lot of people, what you just said is very fascinating because a lot of people don't know that your friends play a huge role in what ads get targeted towards you as well.
100%.
That's super fascinating. And by the way, I'm also a little heightened in terms of paranoia right now because I just watched The Great Hack on Netflix about Cambridge Analytica.
Ooh.
It just came out last month.
Oh, that sounds
you
awesome.
Have to watch this documentary.
That sounds awesome.
You'll have nightmares. I mean, it's petrifying. It's petrifying.
So Facebook came out, and then a week later, Microsoft said they're doing the same thing with Cortana.
And Skype.
And
so the weird thing about Microsoft is that they said they're not going to stop.
Yeah, well, so gotta love them for that. Love the honesty.
I think Google did too, though.
No, so Alexa, Google, and I believe Apple decided they're gonna now stop temporarily.
So they did. Okay, because they put a big blog post out where they were defending why they do it.
Right.
So I thought that so they are temporarily
paused. Yeah, so here's how it breaks
Microsoft
down.
Microsoft updated their terms of service. That was their answer.
Yeah. So Amazon and Google have the opt out. Okay.
Right.
Apple does not.
Okay.
Apple's like, if you're going to have Siri, if you're going to have a HomePod, we're listening.
Who has a HomePod?
We're in there. That's true.
That's my argument.
Have you ever seen a HomePod? Have you ever seen a HomePod in the wild? No. I have not.
No. Right. Apple's like, we've only been listening to five people because 10 people own HomePods.
Yeah. No, I have a lot of friends that work for Apple and not one of them even has a HomePod. I've never seen a HomePod outside of Best Buy.
Or YouTube.
Yeah. Or YouTube. Yeah. They are very rare to see in the wild because they're super expensive, but they do sound amazing though.
So does the Home Max. I found that for what I use the Home Minis for, I don't want a great speaker. I want like a mediocre background music speaker.
Well, they're not great speakers by any means.
But no, but I mean, I wouldn't want the better ones because I'm just using it for low-key background music. I have Chromecast hook up to good speakers.
Right.
And I send music to those if I want to listen to actual good music.
So this is my first time on this show, and I don't know what the
rules
are.
Could be the last. It'd be
perfect.
You're on thin ice already, Nick.
We have this cool sheet of notes that Ron prepared.
Sirius is – we have a few viewers who are – asking Nick to stop saying the keywords to these different to trigger them.
What? You mean like, hey, Siri? And okay, Google?
Did we get any?
And Alexa?
Did we get any feedback from the audience as far as
While we're at it, Xbox on, if that still works.
Oh, there you go. Xbox on.
Nobody has a Kinect.
Preheat stove to 400 degrees. That is if it hasn't already. There's a good chance your stove's already preheated.
Alexa, order toilet paper.
Okay. There you go.
I'm just going to mute these guys' mics for you guys.
Anybody have any feedback on their particular home speaker setup?
Well, that's what I was getting at real quick, though, is I wanted to know, like, do we have to stick to this sheet? Because I'd love to get into a tangent about Bluetooth speakers for a second.
Sure. Okay.
You know I've been shopping for Bluetooth speakers for the better part of a month now.
I own, like, four or five of them.
You own a lot. Do you guys have a like a favorite Bluetooth speaker in the $150 price range? Because I've bought and returned a few, and I'm trying to find that perfect one. I have my pick so far.
Well, okay, let's see if I agree with you.
Yeah. What are your thoughts?
So I'm a big Yui Boom.
Wendell says his Xbox fan. Turned on.
Wendell's Xbox. Very nice. Very
Wendell,
nice.
You're probably the only person that Wendell's owns a Kinect.
I'm a big Yui Boom. I have the minis. Mm-hmm. Two of them that I use in stereo. So when we're having like a party outside, I can put like one where we're sitting and another one like by the barbecue.
Right.
And you can kind of split it. So those are my personal favorite from like a functionality and a decent balance of sound kind of way. Brent, do you own a pair or own any?
A Bluetooth speaker?
A wireless. Yeah. For like for parties and barbecues and all that time you spend in the sun.
Brent doesn't do
parties. I don't think I do. I heard there's security hacks on them.
Well, that's why Ron puts one in both sides of his backyard so Logitech can hear everybody's conversations at the barbecue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they want to make sure
all the good conversations happen at the barbecue.
That's right.
Everybody
much like
knows that.
The good office conversations are by the water cooler, and at Ron's parties, they're around the Yui Booms.
Ron's that's just such a bro to corporate America.
I would say that is the opposite of who I am as a person.
I have a question for our viewers. Would any of you guys, if you could get hired at one of these companies that listen to these voice recordings, would anybody take a job doing that? I, for one, would. I think that would be super entertaining. Would you guys work for one of these companies?
Assuming
it didn't mean abandoning main gear, right? Because I know you're going to...
You mean like in your spare time?
Yeah, like let's say at home you can
like
make a few bucks.
Go on Fiverr and...
Let's just say at night you could sit for a couple hours a night, make $100 and screen these for quality
Nick,
assurance.
I'd rather game, Nick.
You'd rather game?
I'd rather game.
I'd rather listen to people's personal conversations.
So you were asking about Bluetooth speakers.
Yeah.
It seems like...
The general chat is against your opinion, Nick, also.
No one wants to work there?
I think that's pretty horrible. Yeah.
So Nick, what did you settle on shopping spree that you went on?
I don't want to bash any brands, but there are I bought some that to me were just horrific in terms of quality. Some were just horrendous for the price. I think the JBLs are a little overrated.
They are. I don't like the what is it? The diaphragm of the speaker is exposed.
Yeah, the bass radiators on the side. You really see them pounding away, and it's just
it's super rugged. Which is what I wanted.
It's kind of concerning. Yeah. So I bought and returned a Charge and a Flip by JBL.
Okay.
I bought and returned an Altec Lansing, which.
That brand is
I don't
terrible.
Even want to get into that because it was embarrassing
no,
how
that,
much I paid
that
for
brand
it too.
Is bad.
They have one called the Sound Bucket, which you looking at the Sound Bucket.
Is it actually does it have a bucket
handle? It's a bucket handle. That's it looks fantastic. Like a bucket that you would carry you know, like your
like
sand or
like
beach
a GameCube?
Water. No, it's an actual look it up, dude. Pull it up and here, I'll pull it up on here so we can show it to our viewers.
Oh my god, it is a bucket.
Yeah, hold on, I can't type
you
right
bought
now.
This?
Yeah.
I don't know that you can work here anymore.
I'm sorry.
Was it does the fact that it was called the Sound Bucket that made you purchase it?
Yes. Well, look. So the demo wasn't working at Best Buy, so I couldn't sample it. Brent, show off my screen here, right? So I picked this up. I spent $250 on this, but I liked the design. I thought it looked cool.
You thought this looked cool?
Yeah, I thought it looked pretty cool, man. I'm like, look at this bucket of sound, you know? I mean, it's called the Sound Bucket.
I'm a little disappointed that you like can't put stuff in this sound bucket.
Right? Like if I could put like drinks in it. Yeah,
I'm actually, I am very disappointed in that.
So
it looks more ridiculous with the handle on it. I found like a picture on Google Image Search.
Yeah. But you know what? My thought process was
Jake asks, did it come with enough fried chicken to feed a family of four?
It did not. But I remember Altec Lansing back in the day being like the name in computer speakers. I had a set of 2.1s for my desktop that were amazing.
I used to work at Staples and I got like a $200 pair for like nothing.
Yeah.
I love those.
And they're amazing. What happened to them though? What happened?
Apple Altec and Lansing. Then main gear now sound buckets.
Yeah.
This show has gone off the rails, Nick. I don't know how I feel about this.
Well, all I'm saying is this was horrendous. Might be the worst speaker I've ever listened to in my entire life.
Oh, sorry about that.
And so then I ended up going with, here we go, a Yui Mega Boom 3.
Waterproof.
They my float. God, man.
You could hit someone over the head with them. They're
it's
fantastic.
It's a phenomenal weapon. It's...
Okay.
It is no the sound quality
no,
is unbelievable.
They're great.
It's amazing.
They're 360 degree sound, which
yes,
is nice. So
yes. And that works. That's
the
real.
At a party,
yeah.
Like, they sound fantastic.
It's legit. It's legit.
I totally agree. By the way, speaking of Bluetooth, Nick.
Yeah.
There's a Bluetooth vulnerability.
A what?
Vulnerability.
A vulnerability. Yeah. I can't say that one.
There's a security problem with Bluetooth.
There's a security problem. When is there not a security problem with Bluetooth?
It's called the knob attack.
Mm.
What do you think knob stands for? And I actually don't know. I should probably look
Keep
this up.
Noobs off Bluetooth.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. No, you're never offline with Bluetooth. Because at the end of the day, let's be honest, Bluetooth is a very easily exploited standard.
It is.
Yes?
I mean,
all these cons for these hackers, like, doesn't everyone pretty much rip out the Bluetooth chip from their device before they walk in the front door?
I think so.
Isn't that like the rule number two?
Okay, one serious guess.
Yeah. I don't know. What does it stand for?
Key negotiation of Bluetooth.
All right. I thought for sure N would be nodes.
But basically, it's a security tactic used to make it easy to brute force encryption keys used for devices.
Explain how it works in detail, Ron.
The main problem with this attack, why it's dangerous, is I think it works even if a device is not connected to it.
Okay.
And it just... I don't know. I actually have no idea how it works.
Well, we're not the nightly news. So if we're going to scare our viewers, can we at least... I know. That's why I asked you. But how can we... All right. So is there anything we can do to prevent this attack?
Well,
because I feel like you got to share that part.
Apparently, Bluetooth SIG responded to Knob by updating Bluetooth core specifications to recommended minimum encryption key length of 7 octets.
Okay, sure, sure.
For BR EDR connections.
Well, why didn't you just say so, Ron?
So don't worry, guys. nothing to see here.
Also, Jake, who works here at MakeGear, made an amazing suggestion that Bluetooth vulnerabilities should be referred to as cavities from here on out.
Yeah, Bluetooth, man. It's heaven sent and a nightmare at the same time.
Is that it for security stuff this week?
I mean, we could probably do a whole hour on security.
Are we done freaking people out?
Yeah, we could.
I think we are. I think there was like some other Windows exploit.
Yeah, in the spirit of freaking people out, is anyone freaked out by Ninja leaving Twitch? Didn't that happen, a week or two ago?
I cried a little.
You cried?
No.
Dude, I was out to eat and I saw, like, it was a sports bar, and on the ticker on ESPN, it was like a headline, Ninja leaves Twitch for Mixer. I'm like, wow, this is big news.
It's really interesting. So we weren't here during that week, but basically Ninja put out like this like fake press conference commercial where he announced he was moving to Mixer. I think it's pretty obvious Microsoft gave him a big payday.
Yeah, undisclosed, right? We don't know how much he was paid.
No, not at all. I would imagine it was a considerable amount because the thing I found really interesting about this is the first time we've seen like a huge Twitch person move to Mixer.
Right.
And the thing that I'm most interested in is how much of his audience moved with him,
right,
and how much of his audience is going to stick with him. I've always wondered, like, how much are people fans of Twitch and then they watch the person they like the most on the platform,
right?
Or are they fans of the streamer?
Is it the brand? Yeah. Is it Twitch or is it the streamer?
Yeah.
And I think only time will really tell. What are your thoughts, Brent?
And back to them.
Sorry, you were looking at me like you wanted to contribute.
You invest in the platform, right?
Right.
So Twitch has a unique advantage, especially for Ninja's audience, which I would say is probably younger than your average Twitch audience.
Okay. Does he do a totally clean, family-friendly stream?
Yes.
I don't
family-friendly.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
And so, like, a lot of those kids there are probably using their parents' Amazon Prime account to get Twitch Prime to get their free sub to Ninja every month.
Okay, fair enough.
And so going over to Mixer, even though he launched with a free sub,
right,
I'm going to see that as like a harder thing for someone who's younger and doesn't have a disposable income to do.
As some slight evidence, I just happened to check out his stream. And his numbers while he was streaming were about half of what his average...
Oh, so he's already started streaming?
Yeah, he started the next day.
Oh, wow. Okay. By the way, I'm amazed at his... I didn't realize that he streamed 7 days a week from like 9 to 6:30.
Yeah, it's hardcore.
That is hardcore, man. Yeah,
I mean, his dollars, for sure.
I had no idea that he was streaming.
And to play at that level for that amount of time and then like still stay
it's
healthy
mind-boggling.
Is insane.
He was averaging about 44,000 viewers, his average for stream. That was the month before on Twitch.
Right.
I joined his Mixer and he was at like 19,000.
Someone was telling me the other day that one of the main gear streamers or partners or We had one of our stream squad guys streaming on Ninja's channel. Is this true?
It happened to be the when we were watching. Me and Brent were watching his Ninja stream, and he cut off, and then he hosted one of our partners. Brent, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Nick, yeah. Do you know how that works? So like when. No. So what you'll do is when you're done streaming, you'll go look.
What? No. Do tell me, Brent. Educate me.
So when you're done streaming, you'll go and host someone else that's like similar to your channel to kind of push all your viewers and like spread the love.
And what's your incentive for hosting someone else's content?
I mean, someone will host you when they
okay. So it's just a thing you do out of respect.
Or Ninja's kind of thing. He's like helping the Mixer community and helping grow other content creators.
Well, they need it. Well, first of all, that's awesome for Main Gear, right? That's so cool that we had
awesome for our streamer.
Who's the streamer, by the way? Let's give him a shout out.
Bobby Solez. So mixer.com/Bobby Solez. I'll type that in chat.
Good for you, man. That's awesome.
It was awesome. He's entertaining. Yeah. He did a great job. Like, that's awesome. It was super cool to see because, like, you know, he does well on Mixer, but this was like a huge like injection into his stream. Like,
good for him.
You could just see his follower count like rising the whole time. I mean, super fun.
Was really impressive is, you know, normally you like they'll transformer say Ninja, I can't remember how many he took over at the time. I think it was like say 10,000 viewers, and then you'll see them decline because people only wanted to watch Ninja or whatever. That went about down to 5,000 viewers, but then Bobby got online the next day and the 5,000 viewers were still there. So it really
nice.
He was the number one streamer on Mixer when he went live the next day.
Good for him.
Which was so cool.
That's awesome.
Beating out like Monster Cat and all those other.
Yeah, definitely check out his channel. Yeah. He's part of our BNX program here. He's one of our partners. He does really super cool stuff.
That's what BNX is all about. I mean, that's like in a nutshell what this is all about.
You know, though, his move to Mixer hasn't gone super smoothly on the Twitch side of things.
Who, Ninjas?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I heard.
Yeah, yikes.
So, yeah, I'll let you get into this one. It's delicate. So I'm afraid of what I might say.
So I'm assuming as part of his contract with Twitch, like his channel doesn't go away.
Oh, it'll stay there even now?
It's still there.
Okay.
It's not, he's not streaming to it, but it's still there. And there's still people hanging out in his chat room.
Sure, it's a good place for them to keep popping out, pumping out ads.
They keep talking, yeah. And so there's still people talking in his chat room. Well, they were doing like a thing where they were featuring other streamers on the platform as like an ad playing on his channel.
Which they've never done this before.
Which they've never done before.
Yeah.
And like Brent said, he has a very young audience.
Yeah, they're capitalizing on the people that are still lingering around that channel that might not even know that he moved.
And they accidentally played some wildly inappropriate content.
Okay. What are we talking?
Like about pornographic stuff.
As inappropriate as you can get.
Okay.
And
especially for like 5 to 13
Oh my God.
And Ninja is absolutely livid about this.
Well, sure.
Because it's in reality, it's kind of tarnishing his brand because they're his fans hanging out in a chat room because they're
that
met
once belonged to him.
And they just did that to people that he like that was his community.
Now
and
how
he's got
what
all
was
the parents mad and all that.
Well, yeah, I mean that's first of all, I know Twitch has like crazy guidelines, right? Like when I used to do my live stream, I used to take my shirt off a lot. That's something I do. I like to take my shirt off when I'm live streaming. And I was told cuz I wanted to do that today and Brent's like, "No, you can't do that because of the Twitch guidelines."
Also just as a Main Gear brand thing in general.
I think it would help the brand personally. But I also heard
we just want to see that beautiful jersey on.
So there's
neck.
always going to be channels that break like the guidelines that like spike until somebody notices it.
Yeah.
And then they cut the channel out. I'm assuming this was a channel that like trended as far as viewers because someone was doing something inappropriate and then like Twitch just hadn't seen it yet to flag.
Is that all like human moderated basically?
I would imagine so.
It appears that Twitch is not listening in on all their. No.
You mean there's not algorithms in play? Algorithms? I love that word. I try to use it as much as possible.
They did apologize.
Of course. Well, they better apologize.
But the thing that, you know, Ninja was so mad about is like the entire transition to Mixer, he was super professional about it.
Right. And they wished him well. They put out a press release.
And it's still kind of Twitch's fault because they put the ads on there and they've never done that.
It's 100% Twitch's fault, not kind of.
To be fair, Ninja, I think, had to be professional because he was getting out of a contract.
That's
right. I'm sure.
Right. And let's face it.
I'm sure he had to be.
He probably doesn't want to burn bridges because if the Mixer thing doesn't pan out, he's got a huge, I'm sure he'll be welcomed back with open arms at Twitch. But he, yeah, I mean, and Mixer's got a very strict terms of service as well. Like I was reading that, forget taking your shirt off. You can't even wear a crop top on Mixer without having an 18 plus stream tag.
I think like Twitch even has like specific clothing guidelines too.
But anti-crop top, I say?
Well, it's Microsoft owned.
I love...
What does that mean?
I love that... You know, like we try to be as open to different age groups as we can with the stream, and I know like, as a parent, like I'm thankful that these sites, like I could trust that, like my daughter goes.
Do you not take your kids to the beach?
No, I'm just saying I'm glad that like I kind of have a rough idea of what level of content would be on a platform.
I think people are too sensitive. That's my opinion, just my two cents. But Mixer, listen, they need Ninja because I had no idea when I started reading about this. I had no idea just how small, like the market share that Mixer has. If you want to show this off, Brent, I pulled up a graphic here. This is the concurrent viewers by platform across all the major streaming services, and just look at these numbers, man. I had no idea that Facebook Live, which is relatively new, you know, basically puts Mixer to shame.
How old is this?
This is, I believe, a year old. Yeah, this is about a year old.
Oh, is okay.
So there, you know, I couldn't find super recent
Mixer,
numbers.
Mixer has grown. So
but these numbers are still accurate. I did confirm. I didn't get the exact chart, but I did confirm that they are still in last place amongst these stream platforms.
Oh, that I know.
Yeah.
I would imagine that their concurrence is probably like 40 or 50k now, just based on when you look through top streamers and like. Yeah. Some simple
quick math. But they're still behind Facebook Live and Periscope, and I had no idea. I mean,
you would think Facebook.
Maybe Facebook might jump up, right?
Leapfrog them. I'm surprised Facebook's that low, to be honest.
Yeah, you think so?
Because like having a Facebook account is like a social security number. It's like
I'm that's actually true. Surprised Facebook's not higher.
And Facebook Live had a huge presence at PAX this year.
And I can't believe Periscope still exists.
Periscope is still a thing, apparently.
But welcome all Periscope users as long as we're currently streaming.
Yeah, some of you guys are watching right now on Periscope.
No one's commented on Periscope.
They don't speak on Periscope. I don't know what is with the Periscope viewers. They don't speak up unless it's to like yell at me about something.
Genuinely curious.
They like our live builds quite a bit.
They do?
Yeah.
All right, so the real techies, the real geeks hang out in
Periscope.
I mean,
if you want to come build a computer, Nick, we can make have them talk to you.
I was about to ask the dumbest question.
Oh, I got to hear it.
Audience.
I got to hear
it. I was going
to
ask this audience if they watch anything live on streaming platforms, which in retrospect, clearly you at least watch one thing live on a streaming platform.
Right. And the Darwin Award goes to.
I'm curious how much you guys watch stuff on. Is it like particular programs or the thing I found the most interesting about this is like, do people treat Twitch like turning the TV on when they get home? Or is it like, oh, my show was on from this.
That's
time
an
to
interesting
time.
Question. Yeah,
and that's why I think that the watching how Ninja does is going to be interesting because you would think if his numbers suffer quite a bit, then it has nothing to do with the programming. It's just them mindlessly turning Twitch on and then clicking on who they want.
So right. So I can actually speak to that because I'll go home, and if I'm like, I'll usually hit up YouTube, right? Just to watch YouTube videos.
You start there. Take me through this. You get home. Yeah.
If there's nothing new on YouTube, then I'll go to Twitch or Mixer. Because I'm not, like, my wife hasn't gotten home yet, so I'm not going to watch a show because there's repercussions.
You don't binge TV without your significant other. That's an
unwritten
rule.
You don't ever watch it first so that you can watch it quietly and then watch it again?
No.
Do you do that, Ron? No, are you outing yourself?
We actually don't watch any TV.
You and your wife don't watch TV?
No TV shows.
Well, you guys got the kids. That's a...
No, we haven't for years.
Okay.
We cut the cord probably eight years ago.
Okay.
For the first 6 months, we were like, oh, we'll set up a media server and watch all this stuff. And then we just completely
never
stopped.
Happened. I actually had a girlfriend leave me because I watched an episode of Breaking Bad without her. It was I'm still recuperating from that loss. But no, that's an interesting. So Brent, we stream this show on all the major platforms.
Yeah,
and I gotta say, man, and I'm not trying to be biased here, but I feel like the quality might be the best on Mixer out of all the platforms.
Absolutely. Interactivity is higher.
The latency is. I mean, it's like basically real time.
The actual feature set of like. How you can interact with the streamer is higher. Mm-hmm. Mixer is a great platform.
I wish it would be. Hopefully Ninja makes it awesome. Now makes it bigger and better than ever.
I think it will.
I think we will too. I think we can contribute to that.
Totally ourselves.
Success of Mixer. Oh, yeah. We got this. We're here now. Yeah. I was going to say, this is also, we also want to talk games, right? Games is a big part of this show.
I was going to say exactly the same thing.
We got a segue, and what better way to do it than
same
just
segue.
Hitting the brakes and changing course in a harsh and abrupt way.
Handbrake turn.
Yeah.
We should talk about the segue more, actually.
Let's talk more about the segue. I like that. No, dude, the games are a big part of what we talk about here, and you guys know I'm a huge gamer.
I love this next story.
Yeah, Ron.
I'm super hyped.
Even I'm kind of into this next story.
So No Man's Sky Beyond is out. I've been watching I've been watching the subreddit for a while. It was hilarious because like nobody's mad. They're all just like, it's just memes about like it's never gonna come, like funny stuff. Mm-hmm. But No Man's Sky Redemption is out or Beyond is out. Your little title here confused me.
I'm sorry. Blame me, of course.
It is totally your fault.
Yep.
And you know, we talked about this probably like 2 months ago when the story came out that the community had raised money to buy a billboard outside.
Well, yeah, it's more than memes. It's billboards now.
But I wanted
taunting this developer.
Well, not taunting. In this
They were taunting them.
That was the original plan, but then they wanted to celebrate it.
Ah.
So just super brief history. I'm sure you guys all know this, but I was one of the people who pre-ordered No Man's Sky.
Mm-hmm. Way back when, like 2013-ish? Or it was like
3 years ago.
Oh, okay. I thought this was announced in like 2013 originally.
It was announced...
No, this is a PS4 title.
It's a PS4 title. It was a PS4 launch title, which I guess maybe it was announced not 5 years ago.
Not launch title, but exclusive?
It was a launch exclusive second year, I think, than PS4. Either way.
Okay, yeah, we're going back.
Same time Destiny 2 was announced.
We're going back.
The game came out 3 years ago, I believe. Or 2 years ago. So I pre-ordered it, you know... Played it on day one, and I was one of the camp that was super disappointed with this game. So, you know, super brief history is Sony hyped this game up like crazy.
Right.
You know, center stage E3, $60 title.
Yeah.
And what we got was like a pretty interesting indie game with not much content.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it didn't match any of the videos that were released at E3. It wasn't the game that everyone had hoped.
It was way overhyped.
Right. And overnight, Sean Murray became like the most hated man in the world. It was like Martin Shkreli, Sean Murray.
He disappeared.
Bernie Madoff.
He completely, I wouldn't put it on the level of those. So they literally disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
Like the internet is like, where did these guys go? People are going to the office, taking pictures, being like, nobody's here. What's going on? And they didn't say anything. They just disappeared. And then I think it was like 3 months later, mm-hmm. they released an update.
Ah.
And the first update added the ability to, I think, see like a little halo of somebody.
Orbs. Because originally it was positioned as a multiplayer game, but there was no multiplayer.
They didn't answer the question, but it turned out you couldn't see someone. Within like three, they thought no one would ever run into each other. Within 3 days, two players figured out a way via message boards to be on the same part of the same planet at the same time.
Of course.
And nothing happened.
Yeah, well, you know they have lives.
And they were super mad. Super mad.
Of course.
Well, the scope of this game was just like touted to be just this insane thing.
Infinite stars, planets.
Like, right. What's
everything procedurally generated.
Right. Procedurally created, which like, probably algorithms, right, Brent? Tons of algorithms. Yeah. And I guess by design, even the developers.
Why is algorithm hilarious, Brent?
Because it makes you sound smart. But you know the developers probably had no idea even how vast the game was. Am I wrong with that?
Oh, no. I mean, they had a cap like on the size of the
I mean, the
galaxy.
Server can only be so big.
Yeah, like the galaxy had rules to it. But so that came out and the community was like, oh, wow. Okay. Like they didn't instead of talking about it, they just went to work and did it.
Yeah. Right.
And then the last couple years has just been a redemption story. They've released countless updates free of charge to players.
Yeah. The next update was super huge.
I went back to it during the next update and the game was 100% different.
Yeah. It brought 4-player multiplayer to it.
Base and building and
farming.
They released it on Xbox.
Mm-hmm.
And
all they did a big PC release for it too. And then Beyond is just,
oh, we got milking machines.
You can milk animals now.
You could milk anything.
You
can
ride dinosaurs.
You could, you can go underwater. There's like underwater exploration and
VR support.
Yeah, the VR. This is shaping up to be the biggest VR title ever.
Yeah, I really want to play the VR.
It's the perfect, honestly, because it's such a chill game.
Yeah.
It's like,
you can milk dinosaurs, Jake.
You can milk dinosaurs.
Absolutely. That's why I'm buying it.
You can think of it like Space Minecraft. And then you can fly off of planets
Jedi.
To other planets.
And now what they've done to help encourage the interaction, right? I mean, I kind of dug the fact that you can explore for a year and never run into another player because it's reminiscent of our actual Milky Way.
Right? I mean, probably explore for.
Think about the joy. Think about that feeling. Never run into yeah, but think galaxy. About how cool it would be to run into someone on like a planet that you thought you were discovering for the first time. Like I could understand, but that's not fun, right? It's an interesting concept, but it's not fun. That's not what people want. So they rolled out these nexuses, these hubs where people can go hang out. You know, ride their spacecraft.
How many players it is?
32.
I think that's correct.
Yeah, but now you can ride. You could fly your ship into one of these nexuses, and everyone could see your customizations. Right, everyone could see your character. Before that,
you
couldn't
see
yourself.
A lot of new ships too, so you can show them off.
You could show off your customizations. You can go on missions together. I mean, people play it for different reasons, right? Some people are into it for the missions, the bounty hunting, the farming, the milking. I'm going to be into it for the milking.
You're quite an expert on No Man's.
Were you like a huge fan of The Last Jedi?
I've watched a five or
specifically for like. The milking scene.
I may have watched a 4 or 5 minute video this morning on the milking.
I'm planning. So it's Friday. I'm excited. Tonight I am going to start scratch on No Man's Sky. 100%. I want to talk about it again next week. Just my impressions of. And Brent, you should play it too.
Yeah, man.
Nick,
play it
you're not going to do anything.
No, I'm not going to bother. I'm not going to have anything to do with that.
But I'd love to talk about. I'd love to try it again and see how it's changed. I'm actually super excited.
Yeah, I think you know a lot of Sean Murray got a lot of crap, right?
And now the internet loves him.
And I kind of do too. I think when he came out, was it CES you said or E3? What was E3?
E3.
Yeah, originally. When he announced the game originally, he
was so vague.
Yeah, but he was
back and watch those
he was nervous. He wasn't expecting that. And Sony gave them they didn't give them money to develop, they gave him marketing money, right? So they helped promote the hell out of this game.
Well, for like a 6-person team and like a storefront.
And they're his friends. Like it's just it's him and his boys.
It was
boys.
A passion
cool It's a passion project. And that's what makes this so it would have been so easy for them to say, "Okay, we made a lot of money. Let's run away. Let's jump on to the next project." But no. They spent 6 years not charging buyers another dime and further develop this game to meet all the original promises. If that's not an amazing story, a success story, I don't know what is.
Super awesome. And so I'll report back next week.
Yeah,
I'm
curious.
What my thoughts are. I cannot wait to play it. You know, I think what's interesting about this kind of segueing into the next story, you know, so they sold a $60 game and then just pushed updates for free.
Massive updates. Game-changing updates.
We're going to talk a little bit about...
Well, basically a whole new game, segue. Right?
No. It is a new game.
Like, when that game
came out, it's 100% different game.
It was ugly. Like, it wasn't even, like, good to look at to play.
Yeah. I know where you were going with that segue, Ron, and we're going to get right back to it, but I'm curious.
I'm going to derail it.
No,
you're all right.
No, I don't want to talk about it anymore.
No, I'm just curious. What are the viewers saying about No Man's Sky? Is there a general... There better be a general love for No Man's Sky.
They're mostly excited about milking dinosaurs.
That's what I thought. I know our viewers. I do know our viewers. All right.
Although they're concerned also about your obsession with it, there's a balance.
Fair enough. Understood. Touche.
There is a balance.
Touche, as they say.
To comfort our viewers, Nick will probably not play this game.
No.
Just because in general.
It's relaxing, though. You can just go and mine, build a little...
If we set it up in VR, would you play it
I would
here?
Absolutely do it in VR. I love to VR. Set the VR I've done here. It like 2 or 3 times, and I had a great time. It's awesome. I played Raw Data. That blew my mind, by the way.
VR is super cool. Yeah. And this is the perfect game, because it's so chill.
Yes.
Really
and it's very
VR
immersive.
VR hasn't like gone away, too. Like, it wasn't a fad. It's still...
I mean, it was an amazing game. Like, I had so much fun playing that game. It blew me away. For like a first-time VR experience, my mind was literally blown. But Ron... you started to an expert segue, a true expert segue.
I know.
I kind of
know
where. How's the segue? Microtransactions.
Oh, real quick.
Go ahead. Speaking of microtransactions, we have a new tier of our live stream. So if you want to finish this show,
yes, IAPs. Now's the time if you want to get if you want to catch the end of this show.
$9.99.
You could also subscribe, donate on our Patreon. It goes to buying Ron more smart speakers for his house, entirely for Ron's smart home investment.
Call us at 1-900-MAIN-GEAR.
All right, I don't know how I feel about microtransactions. I mean, I guess I'm pro. I think they have good times and bad times. Right? There are times where I don't have a problem with them. There are times where I think they're incredibly invasive and infuriating. It depends on the use of the microtransactions.
It does. So let's go over some of the. There's a couple microtransaction stories this week, and so we thought it'd be interesting.
And are we talking specifically in games or just in apps in general?
Let's just talk about games.
Okay, yeah. Let me know when you're done. I'll be back.
So you play some mobile games, I would imagine.
Never. I've never played a mobile game. I think I played Goat Simulator for like 3 minutes and then realized the size of the file and deleted it to free up space on my phone.
No Candy Crush?
I played a little Candy Crush, but like super late.
Define a little.
Maybe 2 hours worth, like years after everyone else was playing it.
Nick doesn't even play Solitaire on his work computer.
Wait, there's Solitaire on work computers?
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you have to like download it now in Windows 10?
It's no, it's like a super fancy version. You should actually check it out. It's really good.
I'm just
really?
Going to play Solitaire instead.
Yeah, it's like Microsoft. Oh, wow.
Okay.
For those of us audio listeners, Ron and Nick are now.
You can switch to Nick's screen and just be him playing Solitaire.
That's cool, guys. You guys keep talking about the microtransactions. I'm good. Whoa!
I think this game has microtransactions.
It better not. Unlock a cosmetic deck, the new super deck of cards.
Welcome to Main Gear Plays, Microsoft Solitaire Collection.
Okay, so first microtransaction story of the week. Apex Legends announced the Iron Crown loot box kind of strategy.
It's like $3,000, right? And it's
this is co-announced with solos as like a sing, like you can queue solo for Apex Legends,
right? Which a lot of people are really like
super cool.
They want this because it's not permanent right now, and people are saying it should be permanent.
Yeah, they're seeing if it's going to work, and then they'll make it permanent.
I think they should keep it, but basically,
They should not keep the microtransaction part.
So it's like in order to get all of the wearables or like cosmetic stuff from this, you have to spend like, I think it's like $158.
$154. Someone didn't read the article.
I didn't remember the precise amount, Nick.
Ron just added that extra loot box just for luck.
Yeah.
So hold on. Real quick though, as a noob here, you're telling me that I could spend hundreds of dollars and it's still... What, randomly?
Yeah.
It's still like a slot machine to see if I win the cool stuff, the Iron Crown cosmetics?
So there's... Believes
so.
There's different... Everyone has a... Like, game developers have different approaches to...
Either way, this is more than the cost of two full-price games.
AAA, yeah. I mean, it's crazy expensive.
I believe that they have something so that...
Now, this game is free to play to begin with.
Right.
So there is that.
And these are just cosmetics.
Well, they got to make money, right?
These are just cosmetics. But... I don't know where I stand on the loot box stuff because I kind of agree with the whole concept that it's basically gambling for children.
Well, there's a reason every time you open a loot box in a game, they're definitely like going into that psychological response.
It's the only reason I play Hearthstone is for the excitement you get opening
the exploding.
Packs.
You know, they have something called casinos. They have something called casinos, right?
Yeah, but I can't then destroy people with my awesome decks.
I mean, you still can. You just might get kicked out.
just walk in with physical Hearthstone into a casino.
I mean, they're table games, right? Oh!
So we have the bad side. So what Apex did, like crazy expensive, you're stuck.
It's just a little too greedy.
You're stuck dealing with RNG to get the item that you might want.
Which, of course, stands for?
Random number generator.
Ah, you know there's algorithms at play there.
And then you have,
it's
like...
literally the definition of an algorithm. Yeah.
and then you have the, like, better side of this is Destiny has... who got, a lot of backlash in the past for the way that their paid content worked.
Yeah, their Eververse... store.
And so Luke Smith came out and said, listen, we're moving away. There's not going to be anything that's mechanic based in the store, like no weapons, no vehicle, or no like only way to get a vehicle.
Yeah, nothing that...
It's a microphone, Ron.
I don't need it in my mouth.
Sometimes I think you forget it's there.
And so they completely distracted.
So basically there were some things that you could buy and
that
would affect
gameplay
instead of just cosmetic responses.
Now, how do you feel about that, though? Do you think
that's horrible? It's a horrible thing. That's pay to win.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
And that we're against, right? We're all against pay to win.
100%. Right?
That's cheating.
Well,
it means the guy with the disposable income could be the best at the game.
I think that's
not how it should be.
Well, so wait. I think there's certain games that, like card games, for example, there's no way to avoid the pay to win aspect.
No, not at all.
Like, it's not possible.
But like, in a game like Destiny, it just doesn't
belong. Like, if it's a game where you're getting cards, you're buying card packs and getting access to more cards. I don't think there's a way around that. But, so Destiny's going to only do cosmetics. And I don't think do they don't do loot boxes. It's buying specific things, right? So there's still like
in the game they're called like engrams, and they're still there, but they're earned through playing the game.
Okay.
But and these are changes that they're going to be implementing, so they're not here yet. They'll be with the new update in October.
Brent's a big Destiny fan.
Oh, I see that.
Destiny's Brent. So good.
All right. And then when do you play? But before or after the YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer viewing, nightly viewings?
During.
Probably, during. Okay. During. Okay. Then the wife gets home and all electronics get powered off. Right?
You have a basket next to the dining room table to
we do days.
Pop yourself
like,
in.
We'll do family night.
You guys have
night,
a date night?
Family night, date
oh,
night.
Oh, that's yeah. Nice. Speaking of loot boxes, you guys, this was actually in the news this week. You guys hear that Loot Crate filed for bankruptcy? I got it up on the screen here, Brent.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Huh. This was yes, they did, and they owe, I think it's like $800,000 in unshipped
yes.
crates.
Yeah.
Wow.
So the loot
and they prevented people from signing in, so they can't. Yeah. Their so, subscriptions.
So Loot Crate has what a quarter of a million customers or something like that, and they were super behind on a lot of people's subscriptions.
Wow, and, I hadn't heard about this at all.
You didn't hear about this? I actually brought something to the table
for once.
Amazing.
Maybe you are staying on the show.
Amazing. Well, they listen. They're trying to sell the company, right? They're trying to sell the company. They're trying to put the what's left of it.
To sell off a bunch of debt, right?
Yeah,
now,
they're trying to sell off like $10 million worth of loans, and they're putting the company up in auction. But yeah, you know, it's like 150 plus people lost their jobs. The warehouse is closed. You know, supposedly daily operations are going to continue just enough for enough time to get the last boxes out that they owe people, and then they're just going to sit around and hope that someone buys the company. Much like didn't Tumblr get sold this week
to
as well?
WordPress to the company that owns WordPress.
So Tumblr was purchased by Verizon. Walk me through this. Verizon absorbed Yahoo after Yahoo bought Tumblr for like $1 billion.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And now Verizon sold it for what? $10 million.
Like nothing.
Pennies.
Nothing.
That's
nothing.
A smart investment, folks.
I think that's an interesting move for. It's a natural fit for WordPress.
Yeah.
Obviously, WordPress is the biggest blog. Platform.
Can I ask an honest question?
Sure.
Well, I don't want to be inappropriate, but is it safe to assume that Tumblr went from being super popular to like, you know, worth only $10 million after they banned the adult content?
I think based it was. On, yeah. I think
was it basically just adult content?
No,
I was never into Tumblr.
It was a lot of like fringe niche content.
Okay.
Like I think they got rid of everything.
Right.
And that's the problem. Like it was like communities of like specific. Fans of specific kinds of things, and it wasn't all like bad. It was there's a lot of like fringe stuff that got lost in that as well, and I think that's what caused it to wildly drop off.
Right, because Yahoo bought them because Yahoo was freaking out, rightfully so. They're like, we need to stay relevant because who uses Yahoo for? My parents still have their Yahoo email addresses, and I make fun of them relentlessly because they're compromised every other week. Yahoo has put no money into email security. I feel like everyone's Yahoo accounts get compromised every other week.
The only thing by Yahoo I ever used was Flickr owned Yahoo.
Yes. Yes. I used Flickr too back Flickr in the day.
And I still use Flickr purely.
You're still on Flickr, bro?
No, one thing. There's only one thing to use Flickr for.
What is this?
Which is if you're buying a camera lens, you can go on Flickr and search for the camera lens.
And see like the metadata, see other photos taken
and,
with that
like,
lens?
And
that's
sort
pretty
by
cool.
Most viewed, and they're usually like good examples of photos.
But that's not the only place you can do that. You can Google search that. I'm sure get a multitude
it's not,
of...
not from like creatives.
Okay.
Like you can find like reviews where they post samples. Okay. But I want to see like a variety of portrait shot with like an 85 millimeter.
And lens. And the lens used is just kind of happenstance. It's not like they're put up there as a comp, you know, a contest or a comparison. They're just photos that were shot with that lens.
And it logs the metadata.
Cool.
So I use
okay.
It for that. So
I could get behind
that's
Ron.
I mean, that's the only thing I've ever used Flickr for.
But Yahoo bought Tumblr and said, okay, we're really grasping at straws to stay relevant. We're going to buy Tumblr and we're not going to do anything about the content because we need the traffic. And then Verizon absorbed Yahoo and realized we're Verizon. We have standards and we're an image we're trying to maintain. Right.
So they broke Tumblr.
They broke Tumblr overnight. They said goodbye all suggestive content.
And then they sold Tumblr.
And then they sold them for just pennies on the dollar.
I'm curious.
Literally.
I'm curious what's going to happen with it.
With when WordPress absorbs it?
Yeah. I'm wondering if like you'll see a resurgence of Tumblr, if everybody kind of moves somewhere
else.
There's
probably a lot of image tech behind that.
There
too,
definitely
right?
Compression. I mean the compression alone,
whereas
the compression
that could help WordPress.
I'm gonna go as far as to say the compression algorithms are probably worth at least $10 million.
Yeah, I think that's probably why WordPress probably
and that I do
analyst Nick here.
Yeah.
About roughly, you know, maybe 11.
That might have been the only, maybe the, well, actually, no. With
what's
the random.
What's your hot take on how much Ninja was purchased for, Nick?
My hot take? I don't know. I have no idea.
It must
actually
be a lot of money because I have no he's idea. Losing a ton of revenue.
Right. Dr. Disrespect, Dr. Disrespect says he was, he was, the contract was worth way less than Ninja's worth. That's, so apparently Dr. Disrespect knows the sum and thinks it's, you know, well beneath what he should have
he's
been paid.
He's a smart dude.
Who?
Ninja.
Is he?
I highly, yeah. He's from a business standpoint. He is.
Think so?
Yeah.
He's probably got a good team behind him.
Oh, like probably 90 people.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, yeah. He's, yeah.
He's sponsored by Red Bull.
These guys are represented by like creative artists agencies. Like they're represented by the same people that represent A-list actors and celebrities and stuff. So these guys clearly have people in their corners that know what they're doing, that understand the business.
Yeah.
And so we wish them the best.
Absolutely. Okay. A couple more. A couple more stories.
Yeah, Nintendo.
No, we're not talking about Nintendo.
Okay.
No.
Oh, I was ready to do my Switch
snap. Fine, the Switch.
Yeah, it's a big deal, man.
Brent, how do you feel about the Switch having a new battery?
It has basically twice the amount of battery life.
Cool,
so.
Awesome. Speaking of Overwatch.
Yeah, let's move on.
it's exciting. I mean, that's the worst part about the Switch. It's got a bigger battery now. Awesome.
And I hear if you trade in your current Switch at GameStop, you can get the new one with for $75.
Yeah, they're doing like a lot of very aggressive.
Wow. Buy a new battery for $75.
So
basically.
Good guy GameStop? Yeah, really? For a change? GameStop's doing something nice?
For once.
Wow.
For once in all existence. Well,
oh my God.
They're basically a toy store now because nobody buys
they
games.
They are a toy store.
Well, yeah, they bought ThinkGeek and now it's just like.
It's like an anime toy store.
Yeah, it's used games and vinyl pops.
It's like a weird Spencer's.
It's Spencer's without the black lights.
That's accurate.
Discord is adding ability to live stream a game into a Discord channel.
Sweet.
We're gonna see if it's something we can utilize for our own live streaming.
I've been saying it for a while. We need more live stream platforms.
I know. We are only on six. Yeah. I mean, I feel like
that and
seven,
game launchers.
We need more of them.
I think it's cool. Like if you you don't want to stream publicly, you also want to show your friends like
right.
I think that's actually pretty
this
cool
is
thing.
This is a great way to get into streaming if you're a little like apprehensive or maybe you're not at the age where you could be on Mixer or Twitch.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And you just want to stream with your buddies.
I think they're limiting it. I don't know how it would work for us because I think they're only allowing it in game, so we could only do game content, not like our podcast.
Okay, so you couldn't do like a talk, like a just chatting kind of show.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Our server is also verified, so we're going to get it a little after it's polished. But you can join it at discord.gg/maingear.
You'd think we'd get early access being verified.
No, because they want to make sure it's vetted for verified servers.
So
that's right. They do.
Join our Discord. I think we'll do some exclusive Discord stuff for the community.
Cool.
So join our Discord. It's discord.gg/maingear. So you can see it first. Jake asked actually an interesting question about the Switch. Now that we'll just keep talking about
sure.
it.
Sure.
If they still make it impossible to transfer your digital games.
Mm. So that's a double negative. So no.
It
is possible.
They actually fixed a lot of that from what I understand.
So there's,
it's not as bad as it used to be.
There's still restrictions. Like once you do a console transfer, you have to wait so many months, but you can transfer your whole digital library over.
Very cool.
And the last story.
Well, a little tease, because I know the last story you want to get into.
There's a bonus story?
Well, here's the thing, right? We just talked about how, you know, Discord's about to be a new way for people to stream and engage. And, you know, Maingear is also taking an active role in empowering new streamers.
We are.
And we're gonna talk about that in just a minute. But one thing we want to do on this podcast moving forward is we want to end each show with just a fun random story. And
when did you decide this?
30 seconds ago.
I need a written request.
Proposal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all I'll right. have to sign. I'll allow it this week.
Okay, I don't know if this is going to be a bit. I'm going to push for it to be a bit.
Okay.
But yeah, I'd like to end the show with a random
offbeat tech story.
Offbeat. It's still tech related, but it's nonsensical.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
Nick, I have the controls, so I'll give you permission.
Thank you, Brent.
We'll just keep going.
Man.
Thank you, Brent. If only I could see your face.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Let's just go straight into it.
Let's do it.
I'm going to skip the other story. What is...
Oh, you wanted to do... There was another story?
It's fine.
I'm embarrassed. I thought that was everything on your sheet.
No, it's totally... It's totally fine. We're doing it live. Nick, what is the offbeat tech story of the week?
Well, there's a woman. I should have looked up where she is, where she's located and what her name is.
Florida.
But is Florida woman. Yeah, you know she's a Florida woman. Hold on.
I don't even know the story, but I'm assuming she's from Florida. I all apologize right. to any listeners.
Hold on. I want to kind of get this right. Hold on one second. All right, so her name is Amy Dede.
Whoa, are you doxing her on stream?
I'm not doxing, no. I don't think, what is doxing? No, I know what that means.
Okay, I have the article you posted, and I think it is from Jacksonville, Florida.
No! Is it a Florida woman?
That's what the announcement has in the title.
Oh, God, I really hope that's accurate. That would be hilarious. All right, so...
We apologize to any of our Florida listeners, mostly because you're living in Florida. But
oh, man, I don't know. I'm in a different article, and I can't find out if it's... But anyway, Amy Dede is a cosplayer and evidently also a bit of a loon because she... she bought a Tesla, one of those new Model 3s.
So she's a cool successful cars. Cosplayer. Super
cool, cool car, yeah. I mean, Teslas are awesome. She bought a Model 3, and for those that are not familiar with the Tesla, they come with a app to unlock your doors. It's a smartphone app that's used to get into the car and control a lot of features, and that's how you actually unlock it. But there's also a backup key in case your phone's not around or the app is down.
Super convenient.
And the backup key looks like a credit card, right? It's got a little microchip in it. And what Amy Dede did is she removed the RFID chip from the plastic. I think she used like acetone or something. She did. There's a YouTube video of her doing this whole process.
She has a whole hackaday.
Oh yeah.
Like breakdown of what she did.
So she extracted the RFID chip from the plastic. She encapsulated it in like a biosafe plastic polymer and then stuck it into her body. I'm just going to pause for dramatic effect. She gave herself an implant at home. With like a steak knife. I'm making that part up.
I hope it was not a steak
knife. I don't know. I'm making that part up. But she did it at home.
I mean, she went as far as using biosafe plastic. I would imagine...
She put it in her forearm.
As a cosplayer, she would know difference between plastics.
That's true. You have to assume she knows her materials, right? Yeah. She probably has
a
Patreon.
That's true, actually.
You know, she could probably afford the finest surgical steels if she has a Tesla. Let's really figure this out.
This is super hardcore.
Well, dude, there's a video of her putting the implant in, and it's bloody. I'm warning you guys now.
She said the range is not the best.
No, it's not. It's not good. The big takeaway here is I guess I'm going to keep using the app. Yeah.
I just see her walking up to the car awkwardly and just like lowering her shoulder to the door.
Yeah. Like, do you need help with that, miss? No, thanks. Nothing in the hands.
She put it in her forearm, right?
Yeah, she put it in her forearm just beneath the skin, and now she just looks like she's beating her car every time she goes.
Interesting. Why would you do this?
Don't do this at home, folks.
No, definitely don't do this. We have a don't do this at home situation. Oh, I think from the looks of it, it looks like she went to like a piercer.
Brent.
It looks like she went to a place that does piercings to get it done, by the way.
She went to like a
I mean, based on the amount of tattoos the man has, rubber gloves,
right,
tools, I'm imagining that she went to like a piercing place,
right? This is her dissolving the chip from the card using chemical solutions.
We'll stop at this part. Okay. That's wild.
Yeah,
man.
It's wild. I kind of dig it though. Like, I respect her style, man. I dig it.
That's super wild.
I think that's a great ending point. Yeah.
I think we're going to end on
Would you guys implant anything in your bodies for technological
purposes?
Probably
a Google Home Mini.
That's about the only place you don't have one. I love it. All right. Go out on a high note.
It would have to be like a universal object. Like
a Logitech Harmony remote?
No, it'd have to be like some sort of identifier that worked with a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
There'd have to be like a standard.
About a payment device? Like kind of like an NFC payment device. So you could just like, when you want to pay for something in the store, you just wave your hand over the cash register.
Elbow pay?
Elbow pay. Yes. Forehead pay.
I've never actually used,
forehead pay.
I've never used the phone payment things. Ever.
I am a huge Apple Pay nut.
I've never used
it.
My
debit card, much like my Yahoo account, has been compromised so many times. My bank account, we talked about this on an episode of Oblivious. Yeah. My bank account has been wiped clean like on 3 separate occasions because I use my debit card for everything. And I now use Apple Pay for everywhere it's accepted.
Do you do the thing where you like grab the ATM and like jiggle it to see if
you
the
bet your butt I do, okay. man. Not only do I jiggle the ATM, but I look for cameras. I make sure the whole front panel isn't fake. I make sure the swiper's attached.
You threaten
the keypad,
it.
Dude. If somewhere in Romania there's footage of me in front of an ATM, and I'm thoroughly vetting the ATM for 7 to 10 minutes before I withdraw any cash. Somewhere that footage exists, and there's a Romanian family enjoying dinner watching that.
Cirrus brings up a good application in like a medical identification chip.
Yeah,
that's another good.
You mean kind of like a dog has?
Yeah,
dogs have that in case they go missing. What about something in case someone goes, like a GPS tag?
Well, they have those for kids.
Wait, kids could be implanted with GPS devices?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
That's news to me, man.
Yeah.
That's news to me.
I mean,
if we're going to hold the parents accountable, we got to give them some
tools. I wasn't particularly interested in anything like that with my children.
You didn't want to get your kids bugged?
I didn't want to get them chipped, no.
No?
No.
Just surround them with smart speakers.
There's that Black Mirror episode where, like, the mom, like, installs.
Oh, that one's horrible.
Don't
spoil anything. I haven't seen the new season.
It's no, this is old one.
Oh, it's old.
It's
okay.
Like a censorship device in her, like, daughter, so she could see through her daughter's eyes.
And then it streams to like an iPad.
Nice.
The dark.
When I used to work at Apple, one thing I dealt with a lot at the bar was women, parents coming
in, bar.
Mother and fathers.
Is that what they call?
I love how you tried to make that cool.
Is that what they do? I was at the bar.
The Genius Bar. I'm sorry, man. I can't shake the lingo. It's 5 years
not
of my
cool.
life.
Anyway, no. You're at the bar.
Undeniably a cool job. But yeah.
At the bar.
One thing we dealt with a lot.
No, at the bar.
I'm at the bar, standing in front of that fresh Italian marble and Japanese stainless steel. And one thing we dealt with a lot were parents coming in with their children's devices saying, how can you set this up so that I could see everything? That was was a very common visit.
I'd never do that to my kids.
You wouldn't read their iMessage conversations if you shared an Apple ID?
No.
No?
No.
Come on, Ron. No. I don't buy it, man. I don't buy it.
I guess maybe
you wouldn't
some...
snoop for a second just to make sure everything was on the status
unless
quo.
Unless there was a scenario where, like,
you had a reason to.
I really questioned, like, something was, like, potentially going. I think privacy is really important.
I respect that, man, because I agree
think,
with you.
I think good parenting can replace any amount of, like,
I think so.
Restrictions.
I agree with you guys.
Yeah. No, I'll install some sort of network sniffer so it all goes to I'll just ask the guys in Romania.
Just ask them for the feed. Yeah, there's definitely a feed
just
of recording
get them on
somewhere.
Get them on the DNS hooks.
There you go.
So, Nick, do you want to close the show? Just, you know, we did a live stream last week, I think, or it might have been this week. It was this week. On our new EasyStream, Intel EasyStream Wizard software that we partnered with Intel for, the Manger version.
Yes.
Just tell people about the awesome bundle that we're doing.
Yeah, man. So we have decided to make it even easier for people to get into streaming. We want to show our love to the streamers out there, to those that want to get into streaming, that might not know where to begin.
For those that want to be next.
If you want to be next, we've made it very easy, okay? Not only are we doing a back-to-school sale on Vibes, but we're including a wealth of awesome streaming accessories, right? You buy a Vibe with an i5 processor, you're taking home a Razer webcam or a Razer microphone, the Kia or the Siren X. You beef that up to an i7 processor, you're taking home the webcam and the microphone. Now, maybe you want to play with the big boys and do the i9. Now you're getting a webcam, a Siren X mic, and an Elgato Stream Deck. You have the entire streaming setup in one box. PC, mic, webcam, your Stream Deck, and with the Intel EasyStream Wizard, you could set up your entire stream from start to finish in 5 minutes flat.
You also get 2-year warranty this month, too.
There you go. That's also part of the sale. Thank you, Brent. So if you're thinking about getting into streaming, if you want to be next, if you want to be like Ron, myself, and Brent, like the cool kids, you can do it now. Vibes start at $6.99. Check out maingear.com. Get yourself streaming. You have no excuse now. And get on that Mixer with Ninja or get on that new Discord streaming service. Be one of the first to
start
be on that platform. Start your own. Do it. It's free. No one's stopping you. Don't hold yourself back. Be next. Give us a call if you have any questions. We're always here to help. And that's about all I got, Ron. I had a blast.
I'm sorry. I was plain solitaire.
I noticed that the corner of my eye. I'm like, this son of a... Yeah.
No,
it's okay.
I couldn't resist, man.
Yeah, it's a nice looking deck, by the way.
I'm doing a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Wait, nice do they have like customizations in solitaire?
I'm playing Spider Easy, apparently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. No, it's all IAPs if you want to play anything else.
Oh, new card backs available. What?
Are there costs? Click one of the locks. Tell me you have to buy that.
Oh, no, it's leveling.
Oh, leveling. Okay. Yeah. Good guy, Microsoft.
Maybe this one will come back and you'll play solitaire.
Play solitaire for 3 hours. See who lingers around for
play
that.
Play solitaire for 3 hours on Discord.
Me and Sirius Cable.
If you order a Main Gear Vibe right now, it comes packed in with Microsoft Solitaire collection.
For a limited time only, get a free copy of Microsoft Solitaire with every Main Gear PC.
We don't put bloatware on our PCs, but we do make sure that solitaire is operational.
I think there's probably Minesweeper somewhere in the old Windows files there too.
Might we be so lucky? Are you using Classic Shell over there, Ron?
No. I'm using the wonderful light theme for Windows 10.
It looked like Classic Shell out of the corner of
my eye. No, I abandoned all that stuff long ago.
Good, as you should.
Thank you all for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on all of our social channels. We're at Main Gear everywhere. We do this live podcast every single Friday at 5 o'clock, or you can listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. We also are doing a live build. Brent, when is the next live build?
So the next live build will be this coming Tuesday at 5 p.m. We're going to be trying to do those also every week.
Cool. Do you know what we're building yet?
This is a customer system with an AMD Ryzen CPU and a Radeon GPU.
Oh, awesome. We'll be there answering your questions.
A little AMD love this week.
That's fantastic. Also, I wanted to mention our good friends at Hot Hardware did this awesome. They came here. We did a build video. We went through the full build of a Apex Hardline Cooled Vibe.
Very cool.
It's like a 30-minute video, but if you're interested in building your own Vibe, you know, we sell the chassis and the cooling at Micro Center and on our website. It's a perfect video to see the way we build and how to build a liquid cool Vibe. So I would definitely 100% check that out. Thank you all for tuning in and have a wonderful weekend. Thanks, guys.
Enjoy that weekend. Peace.
Peace.